Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 96, Finishing Your Work. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/96. Are you passionate and motivated to make the world a better place and wonder how you're going to market your work? Chris Martin Studios is a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Head to chrismartinstudios.com to see the latest goods produced for people just like yourself. And while you're there, sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected with Chris Martin Studios and meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. A friend of mine reached out this week with a topic that he had been wrestling with, finishing your work. He wanted to know my thoughts about this topic because he saw the struggle in himself and many of his friends and wondered if I saw the same struggle with what I was doing. As a creative professional, this is how work actually unfolds for me. I get an idea, I start pursuing the idea, I develop it to a certain point until I eventually put it on the metaphorical shelf, only to forget it in favor of a new idea. Sometimes ideas grip me to the point where I have to execute them, but a lot of times those ideas just kind of come and go. I do some work here and there, and eventually they die off. Now, if those ideas or projects are paid work, sometimes the response from a client will provoke me to pull the idea off the shelf and get it back into play. But for the most part, this is the creative challenge. How do we know which is the right idea to move forward and what really gets us to the state of finishing our work and shipping our work? This is the challenge, the shiny pursuit of the new. Can any of you relate to this? I know I relate to this so much because it's a constant struggle. I'm constantly coming up with new ideas and forgetting why I set out in the first place to do the old ideas. In order to answer my friend's question, how do I finish my work? I want to first look at a few of the barriers that prevent me from finishing my work. First, perfectionism. If I'm focused on making the end product perfect, I'm going to miss out on all of the learning that comes through the process of making my work. Perfectionism is something that creatives struggle with day in and day out because there's a lie that says we can actually attain perfect work. Perfectionism usually rears its head when we're looking at someone else's finished work, comparing it to our unfinished work, and thinking that I'm not doing great work because my unfinished work doesn't look like someone else's perfected finished work. And that is the struggle. And that is really what can prevent us from moving a project forward and actually finishing it. Second, if I'm focused on the end goal and not on what I need to do next, I often don't finish my work. In his book, The Obstacle is the Way, author Ryan Holiday gives an insight into why we need to finish our work. He says, okay, you've got to do something very difficult. Don't focus on that. Instead, break it down into pieces. Simply do what you need to do right now and do it well, and then move on to the next thing. Follow the process and not the prize. I love this writing of following the process, not the prize, because when we're insanely busy or we're doing something difficult or something new to us, it's impossible to get to the end result without focusing on the process because we've never done it before, or we need to maintain our sanity, or we need to keep moving forward. And we only do that by taking a step. I know it's cliche, but the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And it's often used in a cliched manner, but there's a lot of truth to it because if we are attempting to do something new, something different, we have to keep moving forward. that's how we're going to finish our work. Third, if I have too much work, I find it hard to finish my work. When there's too much work, it can be hard to know what's the next step because there are 1,000 next steps. And so what I usually do when I have too much work is I write down everything that I have to do and then focus on the one that I'm going to do absolutely next and then next. So a good example for my life today is that I have probably 20 tasks on my to-do list today. If I really just sit there and look at my to-do list, I start freaking out and there's no way that I'm going to do this. But instead, I do the absolute next thing that I have to do. And then I do the next thing, and then I do the next thing. There's only a couple of things that must get done, and those are actually scheduled, but everything else is just following one another and getting finished. Fourth, opposite of too much work is not having enough work. When we don't have enough work, our brain, or at least my brain, goes into overload and says that because I don't have any work, I must suck, or I must not be, you know, I must not be in demand, or people don't like me, or they don't like my work. And so I start not doing the work that I need to do because I'm so worried on why people aren't hiring me, or why I'm not finishing my work, or all of the emotional things that get in the way. And so finishing your work when you don't have enough work is you need to have something to focus on so that you can then engage your brain in something that other than why you don't have enough work. And so that's where personal projects really come into play and helping you move forward so that you can get into the habit of finishing work. Because finishing work really is about habitually doing something over and over and over again. Fifth, when I'm not finishing my work, it's because I'm not trusting my process. I've done my work enough to know that I have a set process that I need to follow every time. And it's when I try playing with that process or not trusting that process that things kind of fall apart and my brain hijacks my time. And so for you, I encourage you to find the process that you need to do your best work, but also including what it means to finish your work as part of that process. For me, I try to get work to a state where I can get it to the client as fast as possible so that they can then provide feedback that will then get us to that next point of the process. Sixth, when I obsess about the future, I'm not finishing my work. In Ryan Holiday's book, The Obstacle is the Way, he writes, "The unordered mind loses track of what's in front of it, what matters, and gets distracted by thoughts of the future." Boy, I can't relate to that at all, he sarcastically said. Oftentimes when I land a big project, I'm cashing the checks in my mind. I'm thinking about the bills that I'm going to pay, the equipment that I'm going to buy, and I forget I have to do the work. And so when I obsess about the future, I'm not actually doing the work and I'm not finishing the work. Another way to say that is when I'm focusing on the future, I'm not being faithful to the work that needs to be done today. I'm not saying that we need to be perfect and that we don't sit there and think about the future. There's a time and a place for that. But really it comes down to being intentional about what you're doing today in order to get you to the future. Seventh, I often don't finish my work when I forget about my purpose, the reason for doing the work in the first place. When I can stay focused on what I'm trying to do for the people that I'm doing it for, then finishing my work becomes something completely different. When I think about my family, when I think about my friends that rely upon my work, when I think about my clients and why they've hired me, that keeps me motivated to keep moving forward. Eighth and finally, I often forget to finish my work when I'm not keeping my whole being in check. That means if I'm not taking care of my physical self, I'm in a struggle finishing my work. If I'm not taking care of my emotional work, I'm going to have an unordered mind. if I'm not taking care of my mental state, if I'm not taking care of my spiritual state, those are all going to affect my ability to finish my work. So circling back to answer my friend's question, how do I finish my work? I ask myself the question, what do I need to do next? I may have a plan for the entire week. I may have a plan for the entire month. I may have a plan for just today, but it really comes down to what is the absolute next thing that I have to do right now. As Ryan Holiday writes, think about surviving, making it from meal to meal, break to break, checkpoint to checkpoint, paycheck to paycheck, one day at a time. That's how I finish my work. That's how I ship my work, one day at a time, but even breaking it down further, one moment at a time. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. While you're at it, head to gwtw.co where you can listen to all of the past episodes of Getting Work to Work and find all of the various social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so you can be social with me and I can be social with you. You'll even find a link to my Patreon page where you can support my work here at Getting Work to Work, as well as future documentary projects and online courses. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. As creative professionals, it can be hard to finish our work, especially when we are close to the end and have moved on to new and exciting possibilities, or we're really struggling with perfectionism. The solution for both is simple. Do the best you can do and ship it out the proverbial door. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.